Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're very happy to bring in the man who is one of our best conversations of the week, every week that we get to talk to him, Michael Irvin, the Hall of Famer, the playmaker, radio.com insider. You see him on NFL Network. All guests appear on the Dial Pad guest line. Michael comes to us courtesy of Porsche of Walnut Creek, a Stead automotive dealer. Michael, thank you for joining us. Before we get into anything that happened in week two, can we start with the shirt that you wore on Thursday Night Football? A bold choice. I know you've heard an awful lot about it. How do you feel 3 days after it happening? Do you still feel as good as when you went to air with it?
Hey, come on, D. You have to understand now. I am forward thinking. What I do, I bring to you. And in a few months, you'll see more people doing that because my wife, she puts together all my clothes. She's ahead in this thing. I was at my son's high school game a couple years ago, and I had on some tight jeans, you know, and it was in the hood, too. The game was in the hood. And the brothers were telling me, "Hey, Michael, where you got on those skinny jeans, those tight jeans?" I said, "Hey, listen, brother, I don't dress for you dudes in the ghetto. I dress for these people that's coming out of Europe. Don't wear what they wear." That's what I'm saying. I wear what they wear, and trust me, it will be coming this way soon. And I always say this. When people are talking about what I wore, 4 to 5 days later,
it worked.
And it worked. I stained their brain, and they're bringing it back to me. That's a good thing.
From the University of Miami, Michael Irvin here with Damon Ratto and Kolsky. Michael, the 49ers come back from 2 weeks on the road with two wins. Obviously, the Joe Staley injury is cause for concern. We'll get to that. Let's talk about what went right. That's a prolific day of offense for a team that
everything
needed it.
Right.
Yeah.
Everything went right, man. I mean, every time Maria touched the ball, it looked like he was breaking off 10 yards in a rush game. You had over 500 yards of offense. That's incredible. That's an incredible jump from week one. Now, listen to you. Remember we talked about this. We talked about the schedule. We said, when we were talking about how happy you all guys are with the receiving group, I said, you got to add Kittle. And I said, look at this schedule. You can jump up 2-0, and now the confidence come to this team. They feel like they belong, and things can take off. And now you've got a Pittsburgh team coming up without Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, there's some opportunities here. You just got to take advantage of
them. When a team runs up as many rushing yards as 49ers did yesterday with basically third and fourth string running backs, according to their original depth chart, are you a little suspicious that maybe they ran into a team that simply doesn't tackle well and that's not something you should plan on? Or do you think that magic has suddenly been achieved in a place where you wouldn't expect magic to show up?
Delusion?
No, you're here.
Oh, okay, because I thought let me tell you what I saw. What I saw was that I saw some great, I mean, incredible play design. And you guys see it now. It's happening all around the league with all the misdirection. Everybody's kind of stealing a little bit from what they saw the Rams do a couple of years ago in that Bay offense. And it's a lot of misdirection and everything. So what you're using, it's not just the blocks are getting on the blocks. You're using the misdirections to put your blockers in better positions to make those blocks. So when you're talking about, okay, is it great us or just poor them, I think you got to look at it a little bit on both sides of it. It's great you, but also poor recognition on the side of Cincinnati and great design by Kyle Shanahan and play call. That Marquise Goodwin touchdown, that was directly stolen from the Rams. Because I remember a couple of years ago I did the Rams game, and Cooper Kupp ran that same play. They ran that same play. It was just a great play. Now you're seeing it all over. the NFL. We're seeing so much scheme beat scheme, and your guys scheming up some good stuff, and he did a great job in that game playing Sunday.
I'm glad you brought up the Marquise Goodwin touchdown, because I'm always curious about that, and hopefully as a wide receiver you can give us some insight. You're saying that's a great scheme that gets him that open, because I figure it must be. Nobody in the NFL is ignored enough to be that open on any play. So what is it about that play that gets him? I mean, nobody within 15 yards of him there.
He gets lost in a shuffle of the offensive line and all that, and then everybody's flowing one way, and as he gets lost, he comes rolling out on the other side. I mean, it is incredible. I look at this offense. I look at some of these teams that they're running now, some of the things they're running, because, you know, in my NFL, we didn't run that. It was man beat man. You got to line up on me. I got to go run the route and beat you. Now they're designing the schemes, which is incredible, to get guys wide open, which means you can take less talent, and still win games, because you're not asking this guy to only use his talent to win. You're saying, just be in the right spot. I'm designing you open. You don't have to use your talent to get open.
Playmaker, Hall of Famer, Michael Irvin here on 95.7 The Game. So, as good as the 49ers looked, Joe Staley's injury is a little bit of the cloud hanging over the team this week. They've got a very good right tackle in Mike McGlinchey. And it used to be, well, you move your right tackle to left tackle and you ask your depth to now figure it out on the right-hand side. There's so much talent everywhere defensively in the NFL. I don't know if one tackle means that much more than the other.
Well, wait a minute now. Wait. Now, this does. This does, though. Because this is a guy that's been there forever. This is a guy that probably, and I'm not in that room, but I'm sure he sets the tone for everything that goes on that offensive line, because he's the guy. You see, so when you're missing that guy, when we lost to San Francisco in the 94 championship game, we were missing Eric Williams. Now, we had a great offensive line, but we had just lost Eric Williams to that car accident, and I'm telling you, that made a huge difference in everything. It made a huge difference because Eric was the guy that set our offensive line. He set our offensive line. So yeah, I would like to tell you that there's some truth to that you can stick him in and put him in and plug and play. But Staley is a little bit more than just the tackle. He's a man, I think, that sets everything. So you have to see. I'm curious to see how it works without him there.
Conversely, Pittsburgh has now been routed by New England and lost their quarterback in a loss in week two. Can you become so sort of beaten down after 2 weeks, after having been as successful as the Steelers have been, and just basically just fold at this point? Are we looking at a team capable of being 4-12?
Yes, you are looking at a team capable of being 4-12. But I don't think Mike Tomlin will let them fold, to be honest with you. You know, he's been a great coach, man, and he'll get the most out of them. And that quarterback came in, did not play horribly. I mean, I got to give him credit for what I saw Mason Rudolph do when he came in the game and he took over. I was like, hey, he looks like something. And interestingly enough now, I'm going to be interesting to see how he plays, because they got a lot of young guys. Can you think about this? Think about this. They've lost Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, and Ben Roethlisberger. All are gone from that team. You're talking about young guys having to have to step up and make some plays and try to get this thing back on track in a tough situation. So yeah, they could possibly go 4-12, but I guarantee you it'll be the toughest 4-12 team that you play, because Mike Tomlin will have them ready to play.
If the Niners are going to take that step forward, they have to beat Pittsburgh with a backup quarterback in their home opener. That went from want to win to must win, did it not?
Yes, it did. But let me tell you this now, and I'll never forget. I remember Jimmy used to always say to us, because I used to say, man, when somebody was hurt, I hope they were at full strength so we can beat them at full strength. You know, I'll be sitting there, Jimmy said, hey, listen, this is the NFL. We take them how they come, buddy. would take a while to come. And in 95, we did have Jimmy, and I remember we were playing the 49ers, and guess who was quarterback? Elvis Gerback. Elvis Gerback. And we're thinking, oh, my God, we're going to run through them. We're going to run through this team. It's not Joe Montana who we played. It's not Steve. It's Elvis Gerback. We're about to kill this team. We lost that game 38-20. 38-20. Gerback hit Jerry Rice early in the play. He went 80 yards. I remember running the short. Just go get that back. We got to get that back. He went 80. Let's go 80. Troy looked at me and said, Michael, that's not our game. We won't go 80, but maybe I can get you 420s in there. Let's go get 420s in. Let's go get 420s in. So, anytime you have that quarterback missing, it's a tendency of a little letdown. And I know Coach Shanahan, he's going to be harping on this, that you cannot let down. Because right now, like you talked about, Pittsburgh, this is a team with their backs against the wall. They will come out swinging and fighting hard.
The news out of Jacksonville today, if there is such a thing as news out of Jacksonville, is that Jalen Ramsey wants to get traded and basically has said he wants out. Is there a way that a coach who's having a problem with one of his best players can make that go away, or does that fester all the way through a season to the point where the team gets crushed by it? In other words, do the Jaguars, who say they're not going to trade him, have to trade him?
Yeah, that's a tough call right there. You know, there's a way you can fix it, but boy, it takes a real man to have to fix it because the ego. Look at the ego that we're talking about. Wait, it coaches. The best cornerback in the NFL right now is Jalen Ramsey, bar none to me. The best cornerback in the NFL. So both of these guys have egos, and they're both secure in what they're doing. It takes something, and sometimes to fix that's what you call it. That requires the owners getting involved and pulling together those two on a meeting, and making sure that these guys understand, hey, we both are going to be here. You know, and telling Jalen Ramsey, we have your right. We're both going to be here. We're never going to trade you and try to get these guys together. Because if it doesn't come together, you hit the nail on the head. It can destroy a locker room. Because anytime there's a bad decision made, Jalen Ramsey will amplify that bad decision and continue to say, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. And garner support in that locker room. And pretty soon, you're going to have a mutiny on your hand.
So from the Niners' perspective on Jalen Ramsey, even if we all agree he's tremendous, let's say he's the best corner in the league, if you're the Niners and you don't have Jalen Ramsey, but you got two guys you feel pretty good about on the edges, is it worth sacrificing a number one pick, a first-round pick, for a guy who might only be a slight improvement over the two pretty good corners you have?
That word is slight. I don't know if I can ride with
Okay, so maybe he's a big improvement.
Yeah, he's an improvement, and in this manner. You see what he did to Nuke last weekend, and that's one of the top guys in the league, period. You're going to face guys as you're getting ready to go to where you want to go, and that's playing the upper echelon teams and getting better and playing these teams, getting ready for playoffs and all of these. To have a guy like that, as said, that you can say, hey, you go worry about him. We're worried about everybody else. Hey, that's money in the bank. That's money in the bank in a league where we're passing the ball so many times every game. If you can get you a shutdown corner, and trust me, we don't have many shutdown corners. Right now, I will only deem great Jalen Ramsey a shutdown corner in the whole NFL. In the whole NFL. Now, I remember when there was a Dale Green, there was a Deion Sanders, a Rod Woodson. And I used to have to go up against all these guys one-on-one. Or, you know, Aeneas Williams. We had shutdown corners. Right now, it is only Jalen Ramsey. And if you can get that kid, you go get him.
Interesting stuff from Michael Irvin. One more Niner issue, then we're opening it up to the rest of the league. Deebo Samuels got in the end zone and is continuing to, I think, improve that he is maybe more important to this team than Dante Pettis, who got on the field more but wasn't targeted once in a blowout loss. Maybe that's because Garoppolo just doesn't trust him.
Yeah, but and even listening to the broadcast and that game and watching that game, they talked about how much Shanahan talked about Samuel, and they gave him every kind of way, reverses, all sweep, gave him the ball in many, many different places. So yeah, he's coming on now. He had some drops, you know, he's had some drops and everything, and he'll shore that up because that's just confidence too. That's confidence. But I like what I saw in that kid, man. I remember we were talking the year you guys lost Gropp, and I was like, man, now it's time to look for the young guys that you think will be around when it really matters. And you know, I look now, you know, I know I already told you how much I love Kittle. But I'm going to tell you, watching Brill run that game, run last week, oh, my God, run it Sunday, was incredible, man. Did you see that run where he did what he did to Jackson on that run?
Just cooked him right in the hole. Cooked him.
Oh, my God, dude. That's taking a dude out in a phone booth. That was in a phone booth. That's like you going in, Clark Kent coming out, Superman, in a phone booth. He said, doo-doo, and then cut all the way back. That was Barry Sanders-ish right there in the hole, running runs, making runs like that. You got some great young talent, man. It's interesting to watch it, and it'll be interesting to watch it grow over the years.
Michael, let's turn our attention to the Raiders, who I thought put three decent quarters of football around a second quarter where they got hit in the face with a pie and pantsed and were given a swirly by the Kansas City Chiefs, who just went, you know, nuclear option in that second quarter where Patrick Mahomes was throwing over, under, and around everything. It was a bad day of football for a much better Raider team than at any point in time we saw last year. I know it was a rough one, but they're better. They're a lot better.
Yeah, a lot better. I'm in New York now because I got to do Inside the NFL tomorrow. And that's one of the things I want to talk about. I want to give kudos to the team that had a shakeup, but still playing the way they played. Like, to see what the Raiders did, win in week one, then to turn around. And I was like, man, when they were up 10-0, I said, oh, my God, they're about to be Kansas City. And you know, to come off of that, the emotional pain from having AB to not having AB, and then coming back and winning that first game, that Monday night game, and then setting up 10-0 on the Chiefs, I was like, wow, this is incredible after what they've gone through. So you're absolutely right. They are tons better, tons better. That's the top of the food chain that they lost to in KC, and they have to be sitting in their locker room saying, we had them. We had a chance. We had a chance. We just got locked down that second half, and we got locked down that second half, but we had a chance. They have to feel good about where they are, the Oakland Raiders do.
That being said, not a great game for Derek Carr. Reportedly audible out of a run play to throw an interception near the goal line. And just overall, you know, it seems like every time Derek Carr does something that makes us think he's back on track, he takes a step back. Where are you at on Derek Carr as a franchise quarterback?
Well, the thing is, too, what we have to consider also now, Derek Carr is doing this without, you know, he's been used to having a main receiver.
Yeah.
He had Amari Cooper for a while. Then he thought he was getting AB. You know what I'm saying? He thought he was getting AB. And a few years ago, Derek Carr looked great. We thought this was the new young guy coming in this league. I would still hold out hope for Derek Carr. I would still hold out hope. But I would like to see them find him a main guy. You know, like they were trying to find that main guy. They thought they had him, of course. You know, now he's in New England doing what he does. But I would like to see them find him another main guy to go on the outside.
Okay, after 2 weeks now.
That's not a takeaway from Tyrell, because that kid's been playing. The kid's been playing over there. Tyrell Williams' kid's been playing. I mean, he balls pretty good. But I still would like to see them find another player.
After 2 weeks now, if you were in the situation of a Miami Dolphin, what tool would you sharpen to dig through the floor and escape?
Well, what do you mean by that?
Off of 2 weeks, I mean, one, they get hammered in week one. And in game
right.
two, they play okay for a half against New England. And then, as I'm watching the game, I'm seeing a lot of guys sort of 80%ing it, 75%ing it. Like, the realization is in that they're not competitive. And I'm wondering, at what point do you look at it when you're surrounded by a bad team, and maybe that never happened to you, well, you're surrounded by a team that is so bad that there is no escape. At which point do you ask for a trade?
It happened. It happened early in my career. I got there my first year. We went 3-13. The second year, we're in Dallas, we went 1-15, and that was Jimmy's first year. But the difference was this. And having Jimmy Johnson and hopefully Brian Flores is saying the same thing, and having Coach Johnson, he would always lay claim. He would let people know, listen, no, we're not winning games, but I am checking everybody, and I want to make sure I'm measuring who's playing hard, who's going to be around in the future, and if you're not here, Jimmy scared us. He said, I'm going to make sure you're not anywhere. You know what I'm saying? So we think, oh, you're going to blackball me? You're going to blackball us? We don't play hard, you know. So they have to be talking future. They have to be talking. We're trying to find the guys that are going to be here for a while and be here for the future. We need to find those guys. We're looking at it on film. And he would always, what he would do too, a lot of times, is bring the whole team in to watch film to make sure, because the best people to police everybody are the people in the locker room. And he would bring everybody in to show everybody who's hustling and who's not hustling, regardless to whatever happens with the score of the game. And we were losing a lot of games, but he was harping on who's hustling and who's not hustling. Who's going to be around when we turn this thing around, and who's not going to be around when we turn it around. And that's what they have to be doing in Miami right now.
Michael Irvin, let's wrap up with this. Saints and Rams had another, you know, call that probably should not have happened, the fumble return that got overturned. Look, what do we have replay for if they're going to blow whistles dead? I don't understand why they're blowing so many whistles to blow plays. Well, just let the play happen and then go back and look at it. Like, right there, it would solve, I think, half the replay issues. Just put the whistle down and we'll check the film when it's over and done with.
And that's exactly what they're supposed to do. To be honest with you, Dean. That's exactly what they say. Since it's, you know, let it play out, and we'll bring it back if we have to. That inadvertent whistle, that was shameful. That was shameful to have it happen again and to have to go and say that to the Saints again. We blew it again. That was absolutely shameful. Exactly how you explained it. You talked to Riveron, Al Riveron, head of refs. That's how it's supposed to play out. They were supposed to lay off the whistle, and we'll look at it and see it after the play. They just blew that play.
Always great to talk to you, Michael. Thank you so much for your time. Looking forward to what you see, what you pull out of the closet next for the wardrobe, man. It's always an adventure.
It's always having fun, buddy. It's always. I'm trying to tantalize your ear gate as I also give you some visualization in your eye gate. That's what we do, buddy.
Hey, I'm all over it every week. I'm fascinated by it.
That's what we do. And good talking to you guys.
The man, Michael Irvin, here on 95.7 The Game. Always a pleasure. We're going to talk to him each and every week. Normally, our conversations are at 4 o'clock on a Monday. Today, push back to 4:30. Never a bad time, though, to talk to one of the most interesting guys in the entire sport.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.